Hello everyone, thank you for being here today. My name is Eric Rosenberg. I'm from Swantigy. We're based out of Brussels and we work all over the world for corporations. And the reason I've been asked to be here today is to speak about the CMM. So what we're going to do, I see that you have the printout. We're basically going to review the slides rapidly, which is the standard material that MBI is using in all over the world when it comes to a CMM session. And I think which is also and definitely more important is to basically try to answer your questions. If I have the answer, I will give it to you. If I don't have the answer, I will find it, or I will direct you to someone who can help having the answer. And also, just for information, I did the CMM in 2000, so 10 years ago, and I'm privileged to give the strategic marketing class now, both in Dallas and Europe program, and it's always very, very interactive, so that's really what I like, and that's one of the advantages that you will see also that we will speak about doing the CMM for yourself. Okay? Please feel free to interrupt me. I know there is the champagne reception at 4:15 and we're supposed to finish at 4:30. So accept the recording, but the recording they will maybe listen to it in 2 months. So we don't have to stay, but seriously, please ask all the questions. This is a great program and let's talk about it, okay? So first one, those are some of the criteria that MPI is using to basically check if any candidate is entitled, if you want, to participate in the CMM program. Do you have 10 years or more of experience? Then again, for anything you need to set a limit, you need to set a standard. Hello, welcome. We just started. No problem. Welcome. When I did it, and some people did it also last year, they don't have all 10 years of experience. That's obviously not for junior people. So you definitely need to be senior in what you do. But if you have 8 years and 9 years, or you've been having a different job, different responsibilities, which are at a strategic level, then you have to take a chance and you might qualify. The main difference, I know some people are CMPs, it's two different things. Even if it's one letter difference, the CMP is really logistics. I remember that I was studying, so what is the size of a king-size bed, which I don't even remember, but I mean, those are important things and all the material. This is really logistic. CMM is really strategic. It's really what we're telling about our own industry, is talking the language of business, is making the case for meeting and events being part of the strategy. Of a corporation or an association or an organization, but that's really where the CMM is placed. And if you look at the knowledge plan of MPI, I don't know how many people are familiar with the knowledge plan? So okay. Basically, if you want to be a doctor, you know there is a certain curriculum. If you want to be an engineer, same thing. If you want to be a meeting professional, boo. So we've been working a lot the last years about standard in the industry. We've been working a lot about the different needs of different people in the industry. And that's what the knowledge plan is all about. And the reason I'm talking about the knowledge plan, if you go on the MPI website, you will see that the CMM is placed. There's only one more. It's the executive education. But that the CMM is really a strategic part and at the end of the value chain, if you want. Any question? Okay. So that is definitely about the strategy. What I was saying about the business is really understanding the language. We have a lot of people attending who are senior corporate planner. I'm picking on one that I'm thinking of. Alexandra Wagner is a great lady from SunTrust Bank in the United States. She deals directly with the chief marketing officer. She deals directly with the board members. And that's basically also one of the reasons why she did this program. It's really to be able to speak within your own organization with the people in the board level. And last but not least, the interaction with senior industry peers. It is probably the greatest part of the program. You're going to be with 50 other people maximum, because it's limited to 50 participants. From different background, from different experiences, from different part of the world. I choose on purpose to do it in the U.S. because I wanted to be exposed to the U.S. market. Both is good, but it's just that afterwards you keep contact with those people, and behind even the professional part, some becoming great friends, but it's also a network of peers that you can relate to, and we know that this world is changing rapidly. Those are the people you can trust and go back to, say, I have this issue, I have this question, and that's really a community within the organization. So those are obviously some of the issues that we're facing right now. If you are not concerned with that, raise your hand, and I would love to do what you do. But that's obviously some of the challenges. You see all those challenges which are listed, this is not something at the logistical level. That is definitely something which is at a strategic level, the management of a company. And that's what the CMM is really addressing. So basically, the way it was done, and we're going to go to the different step, it's really a 5 days. But when we say 5 days, you will quickly see that it's a little bit more than 5 days. But physically speaking, there will be 5 days. To be blocked in your agenda when you have different sessions with different issues that we just saw on the previous slide will be addressed during those 5 days. You'll have group work, you'll have pre-work, and don't worry, we're going to go through all the details of that, but that's basically how it is conceived. It's before, during, and after, so that really have a different way also of learning and interacting with people. So in 4 words, education and strategic thinking for sure. Global certification in industry recognition. There is no other program that I know about in the industry that is at that level and it recognized as such. It's obviously a potential career advancement, and we do have, it's not automatic. So it's not a promise that if you buy the CMM, you're going to be promoted. But basically, it gives you two things. The first one, it really puts yourself in the shoes of the people of the board and the people who are having strategic decision in your organization, whatever the organization. That's the first thing. The second thing, it also provides you more exposure. And the way, and I remember last year was an incredible example that someone shared from previous class, that when she went back to her company, she went to her boss, and the way she talked to her boss and the way she presented the information to her boss was different because of her experience. And she got promoted, not because of the program, but because of the change in the way she was presenting the information. Obviously, being more strategic and less into the details, and this is what I want to do because it's going to bring this to the company and this is what I need. And it was like, okay. And last but not least, the networking, I already touched on that. It's not a sales pitch. That's the reality. So the 5 step will be, first, you have to be accepted in the program. So obviously you have to apply. You know the story of the guy who's praying God every week, say, please let me win the lottery, let me win the lottery, let me win the lottery. And one day there's a big light and God says, I will let you win the lottery, but play stupid. So you have to apply. It's not going to come to you. And basically, the process, we'll review that in the next slide. It's quite simple, I would say it's a little bit of time, but it's quite simple, all the information that you have to provide. The pre-work, I'll talk about it. The 5 day, it's really the on-site education program, the online examination, and the business plan project. And that's also the tricky part. The business plan project is really plan in advance. After you've done your 5 day, or before you do your 5 days, plan in advance, and I will tell you why when we get to that slide. Online application, you go to the website, and then they will basically ask you some of the questions about your experience in the past, what you've done. Again, the 10 years experience in the industry, there are cases of people that have been working in finance for 3 years and do have a great experience in financial management. They might not add up to 10 years of industry experience, but that's definitely 3 years experience that counts in the process. The pre-work is in three parts. There is an online community, which is created of all the people attending the CMM at that time. There is advanced reading material, and you have a book on business planning. Again, the idea here is not that it's not like university, or you're going to come and you have to study those big books, and at the end of the year you have the exam, and no. The idea is to help you think differently at a different level. So if you go to that, if you go to that program, it's only 5 days. The idea is that you have a common ground, which is the basic common ground for everyone before attending. So you see what I mean? It's not that you don't have to be a CPA to go to the financial management, but you have to have a basic understanding of why is there financial management, what is the purpose of financial management, and then you go into that class. So that's a very important part, and again, nobody's going to blame you if you have not read anything before coming, but you're not going to benefit as much as you could if you don't go through that process. And again, it's you and only you in front of the mirror who could say, I've done it, I didn't do it. But if you really want to benefit, start interacting with the people before, read the books, ask questions, and basically you're really already helping yourself of getting as much as you can from the 5 days program. The 5 days, so you have all this different session. It's quite a complete program. It doesn't start late. It doesn't finish early. You have group. You have discussions. And it's very, very intensive program, 5 days. But it's really amazing because the dynamic and the energy that comes out of it, it's really great. And there's also a presentation, different topic, different case you discuss. And it's a full program that you have. And again, ideally, if it starts on a Monday, finish on a Friday, plan to arrive the day before and maybe leave, depending on where you are and when you have to go back. I mean, you're doing already an investment with that. You're doing an investment not only in terms of time and money, but also an investment for you personally. So I think it's a little bit weird sometimes. People have their flight already early in the afternoon on the last day and they're missing the last part. Okay, again. But really plan the time also in your schedule when you plan to go to the session of the 5 days program. At the conclusion of the program, you have an online exam. So basically, it's based on what you would have during the courses, and you have 5 days to complete it. Each presenter at the CMM has to provide as well questions. And basically we have to review those questions as well, but it's really based on what you've been talking about. And for instance, I can only speak for myself with strategic marketing or integrated marketing. I'm never going to ask you what are the five principles or what did we review. That's not the purpose. The purpose is to give you a case, and there is no wrong or right answer, but it's just the thinking. Okay, in that particular case, how do you approach the market? What kind of campaign would you launch and why? Oh, because there's different target, because of the objective, because of the strategy, because we think that. That's the type of answer that you expected. It's not really like the ex cathedra courses, and there is one answer, it's too easy. And again, it's a big, yes? You have 1 week. And you see that might be weird. People would think, yeah, but someone else can answer the question. Said, well, you know, that's not the idea. The idea, and you can... That's it. Now the business plan project is due approximately 10 weeks after. So you have the five-day program, and you have to give back a business plan in the next 10 weeks. On what? On what you want. And obviously you discussed that during the CMM already. During the 5 days, you have people that you interact with, special counselor that would sit down with you and say, what is your project? And it's totally confidential. So it can be about your own company, can be about something you want to start. It could be about a case that you have. Fine. It has to be the business plan project. And... those 10 weeks that you have sounds now that we're talking together here, easy. It is not. Because guess what? You come back, the family is there, the job is there, the friends are there, and 10 weeks are gone like that. So if you really want to do it, plan from the beginning, you're coming back on day 5, block the time in your agenda. Really block the time in your agenda, because it takes a lot of time. And believe me, people, I submit the business case, which was for something that I wanted to launch in my company. And I waited a little bit too long, and I was like rushing, and finally complete everything. And I had the feedback. Luckily, it went well. But I had the feedback, and I thought, wow, the people who have read it, and it's totally confidential, they do take the time to read, they do take the time to understand, and they're providing excellent feedback. So that's part of your certification. If your business plan is done overnight, it won't pass. And again, the time dedicated to that, it is a lot of time. So plan in advance, and it's really something concrete. And believe me, people who will read it very much into details and will give you excellent feedback about the project. It's anonymous, so it's nothing... obviously personal, but it's really, really to the point feedback. Yes?
Will there be an oral presentation?
No. That makes it even more difficult, to your point. Because everything has to be there in that paper. And it doesn't have to be 200 pages. But again, complete process, the data, the information. So basically you have to send it out. And then your name is taken out, any references are taken out, and then it's given to anonymous readers as well, so that you might be, not in this case, because you would be in the same class, but might be someone that you know that you'll be sitting next in the plenary today that will be reading. They will not know it's you, and you will not know it's them. Any question? Yes? No, don't be. That's the purpose of the session.
When you said that you have to do the application first, the beginning, the step before.
Yes.
Before.
I don't know exactly. It's a good question. There is a session now, a CMM class in June. I would think it's the time now to do it. And there is another one in October. But I can find out for you if it's not on the website. Again, you never know what can happen. There's 50 spots that might... Maybe the deadline is... I don't know. Huh? But let's say the deadline is the 1st of May. Maybe on the 15th of May, there will be one cancellation and you can still get in. So if you want to do it, I mean, just do it. Because the other sub-question to your point is to know, and I don't have the answer, but you have to look on the website. If you are accepted in the program, I think there's a 2 years length period during which you can go. I'm not sure, but that's something you want to check. I'm sorry?
For example, now next week I can make to the office.
Yes? Yes?
Then, unfortunately, I miss the final session for 5 days.
Yes?
So,
you can do it either.
That's
what we have to check on the website. My understanding is that if you are accepted, you can follow one of the program in the next 2 years, I think. But we have to check that. If you don't have the answer, I'll give you my email. My email is Eric, E-R-I-C, at swantegy.com, swantegy.com. And if you don't find the answer on the web, send me an email. And by the way, I always answer email in 24 hours. So see, if I have an answer, it means that I have not received it. If you don't find the answer on the web, then I will direct you to someone from the management of MPI. So, one, there must be a deadline. I don't know the date to apply, but it should be on the website. And two, check, because you can also apply now and something happened in your life which unfortunately prevents you from attending. So I think you have 2 years to go to another course.
You said there is a CMM course open in October.
Yes. And we were discussing that earlier on. I decided to do it in the U.S., but it's really open to what you want to do. It's also a question of timing.
Is Miranda also here? Miranda?
Yes, absolutely.
So we can check with Miranda.
Yeah.
She should know the deadline as well.
Perfect.
Where is the next CNN?
We're going to get to there. It's in Sophia Antipolis in June. And it's in October in Dallas. Okay, so basically, to get a certification, what you need to do, obviously pass the exam, and complete the business plan project. That's the requirement. And then, yeah, that's the rest is the marketing stuff. Believe me, when you have the letter of recognition to your boss, no, seriously, for some people it is important, for others it's not, but all the advantages and the visibility given. I would say the only important person for whom you have to do it is for yourself. That's that. But you do get the visibility. You do get, if you attend WEC, you do have the opportunity to wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning to have the CMMCMP breakfast. Yes. But it's that's all the material received. The two most important points are up to the slide. The cost, that's always given into US dollar, but they translate it obviously in the euro. The application fee, which is non-refundable. And then you have the program. Now, in terms of accommodation, transportation, partial food and beverage, this is something that you have to pay a part of the application fee. Usually that's not in the Four Seasons with champagne and caviar every night, so but it's a budget. You probably in euro you probably want to add another 600 to 1,000 euro, depending obviously on type of accommodation you have and the travel. Now in this case in Nice there's a lot of connections all over Europe, so that the cost of the flight, especially if you book now, probably going to be 150 200 euro. But that's the prices that you're looking at in terms of cost. Voilà. So those are the next dates. The one in Nice, Sophia Antipolis, will take place from 27th of June to the 2nd of July. And in October in Texas from the 2nd to the 8th. So again, depending on your availability, the timing you have, the interaction you want to have, it's also your own decision on where you want to apply for.
Is there a difference between the programs?
There might be some difference in terms of who's presenting. In terms of content, no.
So nothing is more European focused and other more US?
No, but the way... Sorry? Interaction would be different. Interaction would be different for sure. The way of presenting as well. We're not as politically correct as it might be on the other side of the pound, so different in that sense. Now again, depending on what is it that you're doing and the type of interaction that you want to have, you might be looking at both. But the CMM is the CMM. So, and the idea is really, as we're talking about a global certification, if we do one day a CMM in Asia, will be the same type of content, the same length, the same principle. There might be different presenters, but that would be the only difference.
Is this the first time that CMM program is taking place in Europe? Or?
It's actually started in Europe.
Okay.
It's a program that was founded in Europe, and then that went brought to the United States. This is just a question of offer and demand. So you need a certain number of candidates, obviously, to run the course. And they have more candidates in the States. Because simply in the culture, certification is something big in the U.S., which is not as developed as it is there here. So that's the main difference. But it was started in Europe, and then a program that went internationally. Any other question? Good. Perfect. That's what it has to be. And again, when you go on the website, have any question, Miranda is actually a very good person also to refer to. Just don't hesitate to ask. There's no problem in asking. And depending on the question you have, even the 10 years and things like that, it really depends on who's applying and at what time you do that. So really, if it's something that you want to do, and I really encourage you to do that, don't hesitate. Just apply for it. And in terms of grant, I'm not sure how it works, but I know that in the past, and this Miranda can also tell you, the foundation would have some grant for this type of program. I don't know if it's still the case today, but it's always worth asking. Alles klar? Gut. Thank you.